And back to Binnington, tee to 49. Nelson with it. Far side of the floor, goes right by Smothers, goes up, shot is no good. Rebound, it goes out of bounds. It'll be Simpson ball.
Yeah, Simpson doing a good job on defense, but now they are not attacking the glass. They're letting the ball come to them. And Nelson's a very aggressive player on the glass. It's something she's been doing really well tonight. And so if they keep allowing that to happen, she's going to keep coming away with second chance opportunities.
Entry pass now to Smothers, fakes left, goes right, and lays it in. Pretty big move. And all of a sudden, it's a 9-point game with 6 minutes to go. Simpson's got to get stops and rebounds here on the defensive end.
Yeah, and you saw Nelson kind of back off there because she was afraid of picking up her fourth personally. You got to keep anticipating that and keep going at players with three fouls. They have two of them now. Nelson and number 15, Constant, both with three personal fouls apiece.
5:43 to go here in the fourth quarter, 60-51. Red Hawks trail by 9. We'll be back. You're listening to Simpson Red Hawks basketball on KCNR 1460.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 60-51 here on a Saturday night. The Red Hawks on the road taking on Oregon Tech. 60-51. 5:43 remaining. Simpson's got to make cut into this lead even more and in a hurry if they can continue to play well on the defensive end here in this fourth quarter. Here's Morris now to the left angle, swings to Constant. Constant jabs right now, swings to Randy. Good defense here by the Red Hawks. Randy gets inside and she's going to be fouled. Anytime the Red Hawks reach, it's going to be pretty much a whistle. That time might have been a little bit of ball, but mostly arm contact. And now Randy will head to the line where she's a very good free throw shooter, trying to push lead back to double digits.
Yeah. Fallon Greenhot did a good job pressuring her on the outside. They did a good job sealing her off on the defensive end when she drove. The reach was unnecessary. The defense was there. So just a mental mistake.
First free throw was good, 61-51. As Abby Kreiser came back into the game, second free throw is good, 62-51. Back to an 11-point game. With 5.5 remaining. Here's Armstrong with it. Right angle now to Fernandez, looking into the paint in deep three-point range. Smother has a mismatch. Now up top, Fallon Greenhaw. They sag off her. Now inside to Smothers. Spins with the right hand. Little scoop. This is too strong. Rebound is controlled by Morris. Up the floor. Here comes Oregon Tech. Constant now. Will hold up and hand to Kreiser. At the five-minute mark here to go in this one. 11-point game. 62-51. Here's Kreiser. Left angle to Ranny. The baseline to Constant. Guarded closely by Rippingham. Constant goes to the rim. She is fouled and will head to the line. All three officials saw a foul on that one as Rippingham brought her arm down to try to strip the shooter before going up, but Constant will go to the line.
Rippingham playing a little bit out of control there. We've seen that from her from time to time. When she's in control, she's a very good defensive player. Matching up against a bigger player, been doing well so far. Just needs to keep her head cool as time's running down here.
63-51, Rippingham just picked up her third personal. First free throw was good from Constant. Thompson comes back into the game for Rippingham. Anytime Simpson's reaching in, it's going to be a whistle. And you have to know that based on the officials tonight. Second free throw pops out, offense rebound Randy. Randy goes back up, no good, it goes out of bounds. It'll be Simpson ball. How many times are the Red Hawks going to let Randy go in and get an offensive rebound on the free throws?
I have no idea, but that's her 11th now. She's got three more than anyone else on the floor. And she's one of the smallest people on the floor. The Redhawks have got to do a better job boxing out.
Greenaw comes off a screen right inside, lays it in. Big bucket there, 10-point game, 63-53. Here's Randy with it. Picked up by Greenaw, now to the right angle. Lexi Thompson goes for steal, can't get it. Morris has an open look. She's fouled. It'll count. Thompson has gone for that perimeter steal four times, has missed all four.
And he's picked up fouls on two of them.
Just got to be more disciplined defensively.
It was really unnecessary. Sit in front of your man. It's not a crucial time where you had to come away with a steal there. And she was clearly late on the pass. She's got to do a better job understanding where she's at defensively.
65-53 timeout, Coach Pringle. And the Redhawks, a 30-second timeout. 4:24 to go, 65-53. And now it nearly becomes time where you got to start relying on three-point shooting.
Yeah, 12-point game, under 5 minutes remaining. The tough part is they haven't been shooting well from the outside. So it's a pretty big risk for them right now, because if they do and it doesn't work out, you're just going to see the game slip away quickly. I would, honestly, if I were Coach Pringle, I would wait probably another minute, minute and a half. Keep going at them. Keep getting buckets underneath. But they have to lock up defensively. That's really where the discipline has been lacking so far in this fourth quarter. Normally a very disciplined defensive team. They've been struggling on the glass and defensively, going after balls that they can't get steals on and coming away with too many fouls as they're already in the bonus again.
17 offensive rebounds for Oregon Tech tonight. First free throw or three-point play is completed, 66-53. Oregon Tech equals their largest lead of the evening here. Greenaw jabs right, goes left, right by Ranny. Digs in down low, left-hand finish is good. Found Greenaw having a hell of a night. She's got 22 points. 66-55, 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, she's been playing incredibly. Getting to the bucket and finishing even when there's contact. I really like what we're seeing from her. Hopefully she continues it this season.
Here's Biddington. Simpson trying to put on a trap here. They're in a little bit of a 3-2 zone. Now in the paint, here's Constant. And a whistle and a travel. A little bit of a break there. Under 4 minutes now. Substitution now as Abby Kreiser will come back in for Alex Biddington. Still a lot of time left. Redhawks with two timeouts. Oregon Tech with two timeouts. Here's Armstrong entering out of Fallon Greenaw, who's had a huge night tonight. Greenaw off a screen to her right. Looks in the paint, finds Smothers. Gets it, lays it up. Shot is no good. Bailey Nelson with the rebound. Simpson with a not a good miss there. Constant, and well, so we're going to have a timeout called by Oregon Tech. And I imagine it'll be a 30-second timeout. And we'll take a break anyway. 66-55, 3.5 to go. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks Basketball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
The classic Christmas story for over 150 years comes to the Riverfront Playhouse. Our Yuletide offering this season is Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol, adapted by Brian Way, directed by Tom Kirschman, beginning November 11th and every weekend through December 9th. Reserve your tickets now at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877, or online at cascadetheater.org. The Christmas Carol. See it at the Riverfront Playhouse, 1620 East Cypress Avenue in Reading.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
3:37 to go. Oregon Tech with the ball. They're trying to finish this one off. They lead by 11. Entry pass into the backcourt. Hands down to Kreiser, and Oregon Tech will try to burn some clock here. Here's Taya Rani, who's had a nice night, really not shooting the basketball, but leads Oregon Tech in rebounding. Inside, here's Constant. Loses it. Ball's loose. It comes to Fallon Greenaw. Here comes Simpson on the break. Greenaw, hesitation. Euro step right inside. He is blocked. It goes out of bounds off of Simpson and a turnover.
That was a good move by Greenhaw there. I thought a little bit more contact than she got credit for, but good defense there by the Owls as well.
Oregon Tech will have the ball on the baseline. Simpson now will press. Inbound, trying to go somewhere, and a five-second violation. Oh, my goodness, and they're going to call a timeout, Oregon Tech. So Oregon Tech's going to get credit for a timeout. And to me,
you have to have called the timeout before the five-second violation is called. That's a bailout.
The rule is the whistle has to come for the timeout. So it doesn't matter if the coach is calling for it.
Yeah.
You have to have whistle ready for the timeout. That was not the case. However, Oregon Tech catches a little bit of a break. And that's kind of the things that happens on your home floor. They lead by 11 here at the moment.
But
Simpson led by scoring. Fallon Greenhaw with 22. Whitney Armstrong with 10. Nobody else in double figures. Thompson has 8 points. The Redhawks only have four total assists tonight. 12 turnovers for Oregon Tech. They have 3 players in double figures. Megan Morris has 23, 8 of 15 shooting to go along with 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Amanda Constant has 11 points, 8 rebounds. Abby Kreiser with 10 points. Bailey Nelson with 7. Taya Ranney with 6 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 assists. So Oregon Tech just getting a lot of production from everyone.
Yeah, really
on their
a balanced
team.
Attack. They've been doing a good job finding the open man, making the extra pass. I really like what we saw in that last defensive possession, though, from the Redhawks.
Here's Ranney. She'll advance it across the timeline. Gets inside, gets it taken away in a turnover. Here's Greenhaw with it. Greenhaw sets up Armstrong. Armstrong cross-court Fernandez to the baseline. Thompson will try for 3. It's good. Timeout Derek Pringle. All of a sudden, it's an 8-point game. So you're saying there's a chance, Bryce?
Oh, most definitely. Like you said, they've had a chance this entire game. They really just haven't been playing to potential. We've seen a lot of errors. In the first quarter, it was a lot of mental offensive errors. It was 12-4 at one point, but that was not indicative of how the Redhawks were playing, shooting just so poorly in the first half. And then we've seen glimpses of what they can really do. You know, they've come storming back, had it within, I think, 4 at one point, sometime in the second quarter. So if they can keep knocking down open shots like that, get good defensive possessions like they saw there after Rainey broke the press, they came away with a tip steal. And then came down and Thompson knocked down the corner 3. So this game is definitely not over.
66-58, Simpson putting on the full court press here. They switch it, now nowhere to go. They find into their big, they double Nelson. Nelson goes up the sideline, finds Megan Morris. Morris now breaks the press and slows it down. Almost double dribble now, keeps the possession alive. Hands it out to Kreiser. Kreiser, left hand dribble. 18 on the clock to the right angle, Megan Morris. Morris. And a whistle and a foul. And that will send Morris to the line where she is 4 of 8 tonight.
And if you're Armstrong, you got to know they've been calling everything. It's good defense, but you got to see the type of game the referees have been calling and anticipate and adjust your game accordingly. Otherwise, they're going to keep getting 3 points. Now, to the Redhawks' credit, the clock has stopped, and OIT hasn't been shooting well, but that's not something you want to rely on coming down the stretch.
First free throw is good. Oregon Tech tonight, 19 of 30 from the stripe. Samara Fernandez comes out. Natalie Campos, the sharp shooter for Simpson, goes in to push it to 10. The second free throw is no good. Long rebound. It's tipped. It goes out of bounds. It will be, I think it's going to be Oregon Tech ball. It's going to be Simpson ball. Wow. And the crowd doesn't like it. I actually agree with them. That was clearly off the hand of Shayla Smothers.
And, yeah, they lucked out there. Another possession where the Redhawks didn't attack the ball coming off the rim. And luckily they got away with one there.
Here's Greenhaw. Comes off a screen to her right. Gets inside. Tries a Euro step. Goes to the paint. Lays it up. She's fouled. And will get to the line to shoot a pair.
And Coach Pringle doing a little bit of defensive offensive substitution with Mari Fernandez here. Subbing her in and flip-flopping her and Natalie Campos. Campos, like you said, the best outside shooter for the Redhawks. They can get her going. This is going to be a completely different game.
Big free throws here coming from the senior out of Anderson. First free throw is no good. Campos comes out. Fernandez back in. They're going to be switching for each other here on pretty much every possession. Fernandez for defense, Campos for offense. 67-58. Second free throw is good. 8-point game. Morris, the trigger man on the baseline, looking for Ranney. Now they throw it in now to Kreiser. Kreiser throws it up the floor. to Constant. Constant comes across the timeline, stops, finds Ranny. Ranny was going to run some clock back to Kreiser. 22 on the shot clock, 2:20 to go in the game. Fernandez goes for steal, can't get it. Here's a baseline pop from 15, long rebound. It's no good. Rebound comes to Thompson. Thompson crosses over, loses it at midcourt. It's right in her hands, and now it's a turnover. That's a big turnover there. Ranny hands to Kreiser, and now Oregon Tech can run more clock, leading by 8. Kreiser looking for the back door, now keeps the dribble alive. Dribble handoff to Ranny. Ranny digs in, hands to Morris. Morris is at a monster night. Back to Kreiser. Kreiser keeps the dribble alive on the right angle. 9 seconds. Kreiser digs in, gets into the paint, draws the contact. No good. Rebound comes to Shayla Smothers. Up the floor and out of Armstrong. Simpson's got a push here. Armstrong stops. Pops from 14. It's no good. Rebound tipped. It goes. Now it's tipped in by Smothers. Tracked down by Armstrong. 8-point game, 67-59. Simpson has no time to wait here. Minute and a half to go. Greenhoff off a screen. Hesitation dribble. Gets into the paint. Draws the contact. In the bucket. 61. 1:20 to go. Clock runs here. Simpson putting on pressure, and now they're going to foul Taya Ranny. And they're going to send Ranny to the line. Why so early here, Bryce?
I don't think that was the intention there. I think that was a miscue. They were looking to trap. It's something they've been trying for the last 2 minutes. They had her on the sideline. Armstrong just a bit too aggressive there going after the ball, especially with how many fouls they've called tonight. You just got to hope she doesn't convert here.
First one is short. 1:14 to go. Campos comes back in. 67-61. 1:14 remaining. Both teams in the bonus here. Ranny, second free throw is good. 68-61. Simpson's got to push the floor here. Armstrong with it. Armstrong now to foul Greenhaw. Greenhaw's going to stutter step. Goes inside, swings now to Campos. Campos up fake. She goes to the baseline. Step back dribble. Back to Greenhaw. Minute to go. Got to hurry here. Greenhaw off a screen. Inside, Shayla Smothers. Layup is good. 58 seconds. Clock stops. 68-63. 5-point game. Inbound now. Here comes the trap. They split it and a whistle and a foul. And that's going to send Abby Kreiser to the line. And she's knocked down both of her attempts so far tonight.
And that foul, I agree with. Under a minute, down 5, still a 2-possession game. You can't let them run a full 30 seconds off the clock. If she misses just one, you're still at a 2-possession game. And a chance to tie.
First free throw is good, 69-63. 55.7 seconds remaining. The problem is the Redhawks late in this game have not been advancing the ball up the floor as quickly as I would like to have seen here.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of inexperience. They haven't been in a position where they've needed to do this before.
Knocks down both. Here comes Armstrong now, 70-63. Armstrong, got to make a play and got to make it quickly. Greenhaw hits inside. It's about out of the Smothers, 18-footer. No, rebound. It's loose. It comes to Kreiser. She's going to be fouled somewhere. And that will pretty much do it. I actually don't like that shot attempt by Smothers. Had an easy swing to an open shooter on the right angle. But Simpson now pretty much guaranteed going to fall a 2-6 on this young season. Oregon Tech going to improve to 5-1. It's the fifth personal foul on Lexi Thompson.
Yeah. The foul looked to be there on Shayla Smothers, but went ahead and gave it to Thompson. And, I mean, you got to hand it to this OIT team without their best score. They still came out and performed really well. 70 points is nothing to shrug at. Neither is 71.
First one is good.
But to the Redhawks' credit, without that slow start, without that first quarter, you're winning this game. I mean, and that's something you really got to walk away with. I know it's tough to stay in it more in terms of emotionally and mentally, but that's how you got to look at these games.
72-63, Armstrong jumper no good, rebounds loose. It comes to Ranny, she's fouled, and we will head to the other end to shoot more free throws. Oregon Tech now going to push it to a double-digit lead if they make one here. 33 seconds remaining. Greenaw with the personal picks up her third. Fallon Green on 25 points tonight, 10 of 16 from the floor, 5 of 9 from the line. As the first free throw is no good. 33 seconds to go. Greenhaw's going to be our player of the game. Second free throw is good, 73-63. 33 seconds. Armstrong lets it roll. Now keeps the dribble alive. Finds Campo. She's going to try a deep right angle. Three, catch and fire. No good. Rebounds loose. It comes to Morris. She's double teamed. And Simpson again is going to foul. So we're going to see more free throws here.
And I appreciate the hustle, and I understand the aggression in seeing this game slip away from you if you're Simpson, especially because you know this is a team you could have beat. These last two games, you easily could have won. Great opponents, both, well, SOU ranked, OIT getting votes. It's tough and it hurts. But you got to hope that these games will, they got to look at it as a learning experience as they go into play conference play. And, you know, these two teams are up there. They might be better than any of the teams that Simpson will face in the conference. So if you're able to compete and stick with these teams, you got to think conference is going to be successful.
Fernandez, a corner three, not the side of the backboard, no good. Campos gets it knocked away, gets it back, lays it up and in. Clock stops at 12.8. Timeout, Derek Pringle. So we will stretch the game just a little bit longer here, 75-65.
I mean, there have been bright spots. Shayla Smothers has been contributing offensively really well tonight, which we didn't see a lot of earlier in the season. She's been playing good defense, pulling down boards. I would like to see her explode more to the ball and not let it come to her, but that could be said for everyone on the Red Hawks side. In terms of rebounds, out rebounded by 10, and that's not something they've really seen this season, and I think if they make that adjustment, it's a different game this time too. So it's tough. You're never really gonna it's tough to ensure a win when you give up 17 offensive rebounds. It's a chance for 34 or more second chance points. So going forward, I think they'll see that and realize, okay, we need to make an adjustment. While we want to get out and run, while we want to be a team that scores in transition, we really got to make an effort as a team for all five players to slash and crash the board so that this doesn't happen again.
12.8 seconds remaining. We have a men's basketball update. The Redhawks fall to Corbin on the road, 85-78. So both Simpson teams going to lose the second game here, and now we have a whistle and a foul, and Kreiser will head to the other end to shoot more free throws despite it being a 10-point game. At the time, I think Fernandez just trying to tie it up.
Yeah, she definitely got the ball but collided with Kreiser going for it. So
a lot of learning things tonight from Simpson, though. Obviously, offensive rebounds. Offense was stagnant in the first half. Second half, that was pretty much solved. Both teams early on did not shoot the ball all that well and kind of corrected that.
Yeah, Simpson shooting better for the game than OIT despite starting so slow at 24 of 59 right now. 40% is a great shooting percentage. They have been getting a lot of shots from inside the paint.
Campos with a three as time expires is no good. The Redhawks are going to fall to 2-6 on the season, 76-65. Oregon Tech picks up the win. Oregon Tech improves to 5-1 as they get a standing ovation from their home crowd. It's a tough place to play here at Danny Miles Court. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the post-game interview with head coach Derek Pringle. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks basketball on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kias, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, our final score 76-65. I'm joined now by head coach Derek Pringle. Tonight, coach, you guys got off to a little bit of a slow start in the first quarter, but in the second half, the offense looked much smoother. And I know you guys didn't have the result you wanted to, but after the second half, you guys looked much more fluid offensively.
Yeah, we did. Fallon did a good job of getting to the basket for us and creating opportunities for the score. Shaylin played well also in the fourth quarter. Whitney Armstrong did the same thing. So we're coming along offensively, but defensively, got to get stops to stop Fallon. I mean, he shot 43 free throws. It's kind of crazy.
That is a lot. Let me ask you a question on the, like you said, 17 free throws attempted for you guys, 43 for Oregon Tech. You guys had 31 personal fouls, just 16 for Oregon Tech. How do you correct that as a coach? Is that something in practice, or what do you do to try to change that?
Something in practice, being more disciplined on defense, not getting those cheap fouls, loose ball fouls or whatnot. So we're working out on tomorrow and on Monday on practice and get more discipline on defense. Cause we're doing a good job defensively.
Yeah.
But, like, ball goes up, we don't box out, we foul. And it's shooting free throws. So.
Well, you guys gave up 17 offensive rebounds. That number increased immensely after a good rebounding first half.
Yeah.
Defensively, guys look good, but on those second and third chance opportunities, you're a little out of place. So you got you have Wednesday as your next game. You have 2 days of practice, essentially. You guys are going to do box out drills. Like, how do you stop teams from getting offensive rebounds? Or is it just because you're a little out of place because you're playing such good defense?
I think it's focusing on boxing out. We talk about a lot about finishing plays. So get a stop and finish it. We'll get a stop and then relax defensively, and then get a second chance point or a rebound. So it's kind of hammering again, being disciplined on getting stops, getting rebounds, and getting stops.
Well, you mentioned earlier Fallon Green on with another big night. She's had to really transfer her from being a wing player now to a point, doing an unbelievable job. 25 points, 10 of 16 shooting, and only had one turnover from the point guard's position. Just talk about her presence as a senior, really, and her senior leadership on the floor.
Well, I challenged her that we need her to step up and be our scorer for us. And she did that tonight, the past couple nights for us. So hopefully that continues, and she's going to be our point guard, be our scorer. We need her to win.
The last couple of games, you guys have struggled turning over the basketball. Tonight, you guys corrected that, just 13 turnovers.
Yeah.
Is that something you guys worked on or talked about in pregame?
We did. Our goal was to be under 15. And today, we did a good job of taking care of the ball. Last night, got kind of hectic in Southern Oregon. But today, we're more disciplined with the ball, took care of the ball, made good passes we needed to. But again, we got us defensively. Vince plays off a rebound in the basketball.
You got a pair of road games coming up. You'll take on Menlo College on Wednesday, a rematch with that team. You lost by six of them on their home floor.
Yeah.
You got a game plan for them ready to go?
Yeah, we do. Working out on Monday. Get back at it. They're a good team. So is Oregon Tech. So is Northwest Christian.
Yeah. Well, yeah. On Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
You guys got practice Monday, Tuesday, or what's the practice plan for next week?
Monday, Tuesday practice. We'll work on, again, defense, rebounding, continue working on offense. They got better this weekend. I'm just getting better, man. I mean, we got better since last weekend. I'll say that. And for us, it's about making strides, getting ready for conference, and being that top team in the conference.
Well, I appreciate it, Coach. Thanks again. We'll be right back with our final thoughts. Listening to Simpson Basketball on KCNR 1460.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
The classic Christmas story for over 150 years comes to the Riverfront Playhouse. Our Yuletide offering this season is Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol, adapted by Brian Way, directed by Tom Kirschman, beginning November 11th and every weekend through December 9th. Reserve your tickets now at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877, or online at cascadetheater.org. The Christmas Carol. See it at the Riverfront Playhouse, 1620 East Cypress Avenue in Reading.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final thoughts here with Bryce Ritchie. We just heard from head coach Derek Pringle. I like what he had to say. A lot of positivity heading towards their next game on Wednesday.
And I think that's really where you got to sit at. He has one of the most difficult preseason schedules I've ever seen. And so to come away with a lot of good play is something that you got to credit your team for. And while I know this, their team would love to come away with a win, and they are more than capable of beating a lot of these teams that they're seeing, they got to stay in it mentally. You got to hope that by the time conference rolls around on December 18th that you haven't checked out, because this team is, I think it's slept on a little bit. They are going to be very good come conference time.
Absolutely. And again, Fallon Green had a great night, finished with 25 points on 10 of 16. Whitney Armstrong in double figures with 10. Thompson with 11, just Too many fouls and too many allowed offensive rebounds. That's probably the story of the game.
It really is. I mean, that discrepancy 31-16 hurts because pretty much every quarter with 4 or 5 minutes left, OIT was shooting free throws. And you can't let that happen. That's always going to turn the game in the other team's favor. So you continue to see games like 24 or 25, 11 and 10. Maybe see a little bit more production from Madison Cox or Allison Rippingham. And then reduce the number of fouls, and you're going to see completely different outcomes.
Yeah, the foul trouble was a big part of tonight's game. It's been a part of the games pretty much throughout the season. Madison Cox, I don't think she's had a game where she hasn't been in foul trouble. Things got to work on there. Simpson with a slow start in that first quarter. 4 of 19, had to battle back. It did shoot better in the second and the fourth. But overall, just the offense, I like the adjustments they made going into the second half. The first half, the offense was stagnant. The second half, it was not. First half, they rebounded the ball well. The defense looked good in the first half. Just in the second half, they allowed too many offensive rebounds. And that was how Oregon Tech stayed in the game, and also just too many fouls.
Yeah, 17 offensive rebounds is something you got to work on. And really, rebounding is just a matter of hustle. Matter of hustle and positioning and wanting to take care of the ball. And Madison Cox does that really well. So when she's in foul trouble, they definitely see a little bit of a lapse there. So you got to have players like Jayla Smothers and Alex Cooper, and even the guards go in and grab rebounds and take care of the ball.
Well, that'll do it for Bryce Ritchie. I'm Connor Sutton, our audio engineer. Jared King back in the studios in Reading. Our final score, Oregon Tech 76, Simpson 65. The Red Hawks fall to 2-6. We thank you for joining us on a Saturday night. This has been Simpson Red Hawks basketball on KCNR 1460. We hope you have a great rest of your evening.
The company Balmoral sent me a full box of the Toros last week that I have been consuming and absolutely loving. So when I got the Officers Club shipment, I said, I got three more. Actually, I got nine more because they send me three shipments. We always send some.